This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Folks, it is November 18, 2022, an unexpected HM bonus edition of the homemade broadcast this evening because Johnny and I forgot, or were, I didn't forget, I guess. I just, you know, it's well known that college football is a Saturday tradition. I mean, that's when it is, right? I know sometimes it's on different nights. On occasion, you'll get a weird Wednesday night, you know, that opening kickoff weekend. Sometimes a Friday will just pop on for some reason, and that happened to be tonight. The University of South Florida Bulls are taking on, I believe, Tulsa in Oklahoma. And so that means, you know, fortunately for the Bulls, they're on the bone. Unfortunately for the Johnny B Show, it means we're not on the bone tonight. So I'm here to talk with you via podcast. Johnny B was unavailable. I wanted to try to get him to pop on. He had some errands to run. And he best, by the way, let me just say this, and I would say this to his face, and I will. I got a message. Johnny B is getting married in less than a month right now. He sent me a message last week, week and a half ago, and he said, hey, he messaged all the groomsmen and everybody. I was blessed enough to be in the wedding party. And he said, hey, you need to go get your, you need to go get your fitting. Now, I wanted to wait as long as possible because during the holiday season, my weight can easily fluctuate by 10 pounds depending on the week. So I wanted to wait till the last minute, but I guess it makes sense because he got Thanksgiving coming up. And I mean, pretty much after that, it's a few days and then the wedding's happening. So he said, hey, you might want to go get your fitting done for your suit. So I went on election day and it was closed. They closed for election day. One of those types of places that, if you catch my drift. And I don't really know what that means, but they closed on election day. Listen, I get it. You want to be a, you know, part of the country and, you know, rah, rah America, but I don't know. I feel like you should at least put that on your phone message because I did call. And it didn't say you were closed. It just said you missed me. So when I showed up and saw a sign on the door, I had to drive to Tampa. I'm a St. Petersburgian. St. Petersburg person. I don't drive to Tampa. And I drove to Tampa and I was very dismayed. But then I went back on Friday, went in, took 2 seconds, got fitted for the jacket. Boom, in and out. They're like, we just need your deposit today. I go, no, pay the whole thing. Boom, credit card, laid it down. I'm paid up. I'm good to go. And then I get a text message from Johnny like 2 days ago. He goes, hey, man, what's the deal? Nobody went and got their suits done. I go, not me, brother. I went and got it done. I'm paid up in full. And he was like, oh, okay, it was the other guys. And in fact, I beat Johnny to the punch. Johnny went today. That's what he's doing right now, I believe. So I don't know. I just got a kick out of that. I should probably wait for him to tell that story. But yeah, I love when people get mad at you and then they got to eat crow. There's few things better than that. And you have to enjoy those times. And I hope you'll enjoy this time with me. Now, I was looking around and I was trying to find the big story of the day today. Thankfully, we're not on the verge of nuclear war today. I mean, I guess we kind of are, but no missiles are getting, you know, thrown into other countries that aren't at war right now. And, you know, the financial crisis is still pretty much the same. There's still a lot of fallout from that FTX stuff and all that. And I encourage you to go check that video out as well. But the big story of today, I think, is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. Ticketmaster, her first tour in 4 years. Exciting. People are excited about this. I don't know who, but people are very excited and people wanted to buy tickets for her concerts. She's playing in, you know, not only theaters, but freaking just like stadium tours. This chick is famous, boy. Famous. And people wanted to buy her tickets, and they couldn't do it. Ticketmaster crashed. They had some deals where they were giving out pre-sale codes, which I don't understand. Just get a pre-sale code. How do you do that? I don't know if you got to buy them or not. I should have looked more into the story or not. But okay, if you don't get a pre-sale code, then you can't buy tickets. But then people are buying them and putting them on the secondary market for ridiculous sums of money. $30,000 for two crappy tickets to one of these shows. I don't know. I feel like obviously that's gouging and not cool. But honestly, if somebody buys that from you, then okay, that's called the free market. Well, people were pissed. And Taylor Swift has decided it was time to speak out. So I hope I don't get dinged for this on YouTube, but let's listen to this from CBS Chicago, I believe it is.
Mess, she says it is excruciating to watch the mistakes happen with no recourse.
That criticism follows widespread reports of outages during this week's presale that prevented a lot of pre-approved fans from getting those tickets. Vladimir Duthier reports from New York.
Ooh, Vladimir.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Taylor Swift's fans are seeing red.
I literally feel like I'm about to burst into tears right now.
Ticketmaster, better count its days.
Millions of Swifties were ready to snag whatever tickets they could today. But in a shocking announcement, Ticketmaster canceled its general sale for her new tour, citing high demand and low inventory.
Low inventory? It's stadiums. It's like football stadiums. Oh my God.
I never could have imagined how insane this whole process has been.
I'm going to get dinged for music. Okay. Well, this will be strike two.
The bad blood between Taylor Swift fans and Ticketmaster has been brewing all week. During Tuesday's presale, 15% of customers experienced a glitch on the site. Ticketmaster says bot attacks and fans without invite codes to the presale drove unprecedented traffic to the site, four times their previous peak.
The site was supposed to be opened up for 1.5 million verified Taylor Swift fans. We had 14 million people hit the site, including bots.
The technical issues are the latest development in an ongoing decade-long fight between Congress, fans, and the ticket behemoth. Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, have faced antitrust scrutiny since their merger in 2010. It combined tickets, promotion, concerts, and management under a single umbrella, and became the only major player in the concert game. This week, lawmakers, including Tennessee's attorney general, renewed their calls for the company to break up.
People are trying to use the service and aren't getting the product that they paid for, the product that they were promised.
Wait a minute. All you got to do is have the presale code. How do you get the presale code? That's the thing, right? Like, I don't know. Do you have to sell to the masses if you're not in the group and there's that many people? Just find a way to get on the presale list. Get the code. How do you do it? Do you got to pay for it? I don't know.
In a letter to Live Nation's CEO, Senator Amy Klobuchar said the company abuses its market positions and that its power insulates it from the competitive pressures that typically push companies to innovate and improve their services. That can result in dramatic service failures, where consumers are the ones that pay the price.
Vladimir Jutit, CBS News, New York.
Now, you had a friend try to get tickets.
I did. I'm one of these people. I'm not a gigantic Swiftie, but I had a couple girlfriends that were coming to Chicago for the weekend, go to Soldier Field. My poor friend was on the internet for 6 hours. She finally got in. Then the site crashed. They booted her out. She was back in. Just a total mess that many people are experiencing. But we are all wondering, this isn't the first time there's been a major tour with a major artist where you're buying tickets online. All these bots and things caused a lot of issues. I don't know.
Can someone explain the bots? What is the deal with the bots? They're just clogging everything up? Are they buying the tickets? Oh, I guess they're buying the tickets and then putting them on the resale market for $30,000. Well, I mean, you could just wait till day of, and then when nobody pays $30,000 for those tickets, they're just going to try to get their money back, and then you'll pay, you know, what? How much is it to see Taylor Swift? $90 in a stadium? I don't get Taylor Swift. I mean, I kind of get like Beyonce, People love Beyonce, but people are ravenous about Taylor Swift too. I mean, she's gorgeous. She's can kind of play the guitar. I've heard her isolated vocals and I don't know. Maybe it was a bad day. Maybe she had some laryngitis or something, but I feel like I could have done just as good of a job. And you, when you play the CD in the background and singing and dancing around, it sounds pretty good. So I don't know. I feel like she's reinvented herself so many times, and I guess you have to. She just reeks of this corporate product more than actually being a human being. She is definitely a product of her. Does she write her own songs? She might get a writing credit on some of them, but you know there's a team behind her. Absolutely is. I know I'm kind of scared. Like talking about Scientology, Beyonce or Taylor Swift is nerve-wracking online, because if somebody finds it that is a huge Taylor Swift fan, goodbye to my mentions. But hey, I welcome you. Follow me, home_made_man. It's a good time. Same thing with Instagram. You could send me messages that are hateful. You know, that's fine. That's part of your freedom. And if I don't like it, I'll just block you. You can leave a voicemail. Hateful voicemails. 813-693-2124. It's a good time. So I don't know. I feel bad for the people who are trying to get tickets to see this lady. But also just get on the pre-sale list, and you need Elon Musk to get in there to fight the bots. That's what he's doing at Twitter. It's not working. Elon, I'm getting more messages now from fake accounts asking me if I want to buy cryptocurrency. Not a good time, guys. I don't know if you read the news, bots, but crypto is not where it's at right now. A lot of problems. Go watch the video on FTX. It's explain a little bit, bot, you know, if you can read. I'm sure you can. You're smart. You're a robot. So I don't know. Taylor Swift finally speaking out today and saying it's ridiculous. So everybody knew Ticketmaster was an insane business. I mean, every generation since its inception has dealt with Ticketmaster. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Do you break them up? Maybe. But then you're just going to have other players in the game. They're going to get gobbled up. Sell your own tickets, Taylor. How about that? You got a website. There's blockchain. Now, oh, we're getting back into the crypto thing. That's not good. That's not good. But that seems like it would work, right? Get on a blockchain, Taylor. Freaking just sell your tickets directly to your people. And that way you can save the fees from Ticketmaster. Put Ticketmaster out of business with better business. If anyone can do it, Taylor, you can. Thank you very much. This has been an HM bonus edition of the program. I hope you'll join us Monday. Now, Monday night on the Johnny B Show, Lightning are playing. But we do have confirmation that Johnny and I will be hosting the Mike Calta Show Monday and Tuesday of next week. So that is, let's see, what date is that? The 21st and 22nd of November we'll be doing the Mike Calta Show, and probably a show Tuesday night too. So doubling up that night. Johnny wants to take off Thanksgiving Eve. I might do a show on the bone on the 23rd. I don't know. We'll have to see. And then we're going to be off Thanksgiving and off the 25th for the Lightning and my birthday. I'm going to try to hustle some tickets out of Mike Olivero, some good ones. See if he'll hook me up. He's usually pretty good with that. We'll see. But who knows? I can't tell day to day. Anyway, I'm saying too much on this one. It was just too unexpected. You know, I didn't really expect to be doing one of these. So I'm saying a lot of things. A lot of things. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Mike Calta Show on the bone. Farewell.